This is Wagner Valley Brewing's Tasting Tuesday.
Beer.
On BTL.
Well, we just saw him a couple of days ago, but we can't get enough of him.
I know.
It's the one and only Eric Norsen.
I'm addicted.
From Wagner Valley Brewing Company. It's a Wagner Valley Brewing Tasting Tuesday on a Wednesday, the first Tuesday of the new month. Man, seriously, we can't get enough of you. After having the BTL Smash double IPA release last Friday at your place at Wagner Valley Brewing, it was so spectacular. It was so fun. I'm so glad we were able to do it.
Yeah, absolutely. It's great to have you guys over, drink a couple beers, have a good time, you know?
And the music was awesome. The food was tremendous.
Yeah, you got
the
that
pizza
new
was
menu.
Great.
That's some good pizza, man.
Onion petals, everything.
Onion petals,
man.
Yeah, absolutely.
It was so good.
I don't think we had it, but that Tuscan cheese board, that's actually pretty good, man.
I will fully admit, I will come out and say it, and I will take everybody behind the curtain. I had a lot of family that came up for the release of the BTL Smash Double, and one of those people was my grandmother, who it sounds like she ate pretty much the whole cheese board to herself.
Oh wow. Yeah.
Like 80 some years old, and she was just like, oh, this is so good, just downing all of this cheese.
I don't blame her. I'd do the same, you know.
So ridiculous, but no, it was so fun. So we've got three brews today, and
yeah,
I'm so excited because we actually had all three of these brews on Friday, but let's get to it.
Yeah, exactly. We're going to start off with Seneca Soul. You guys at home can't see this, home around the road can't see this, but we got it in cans this year.
It's
pretty
awesome.
Sharp looking.
It's
if you come
really
to the brewery,
sharp.
You will find it in cans, take it out to go with you, you know?
It is such a cool can. It's got, gosh, what are those called? Like when they celebrate?
Sugar skulls.
Yes, thank you very much. Where it looks like she's dancing, and I mean, the can is just super awesome to look at.
The little lime sun, speaking of limes.
Oh, you brought limes
too?
I was wondering what was in there.
Like, why wouldn't I?
I was wondering what in the world you brought in there. In this little tiny, like, canister
I was thinking about it today, too. It was, like, I think the first time I really did this officially as a brewer, like, I show up with a lime, and, like, you guys are like, Eric, what are you doing with that lime, you know?
It was so good. Let's give it a shot. Oh, man.
Yeah. It's got, I love so it with refreshing. That chunk of lime. It's just perfect, you know?
It is. It's got that nice, crisp, summery sort of feel to it. Like, seriously, I'm not even kidding. Maybe I shouldn't be drinking beer after like a hard workout or like a tough day, like doing some yard work or something like that.
Yeah.
Like hypothetically, I should be drinking water to replenish myself.
Absolutely.
But this is a beer that you would easily down in like a few seconds.
And I say the same thing about mangoes, actually. When I was on retail, I used to tell people it was the Gatorade of beers, you know?
Right, exactly.
Exactly. It's like...
No, the color to this is it's just that light... beautiful color to it. The taste to it is tremendous.
Let me give myself another
splash. Can I have a little
splash?
This is so good.
Absolutely.
I love it, dude. I feel like we're going back to Friday and how everything was then.
Mm-hmm.
But just to reiterate, pub nights are going to continue every Friday.
Every Friday.
And it was such a blast. Like I said, the food was delicious and dynamite. The drinks were tremendous. It was a great crowd for like a rainy, miserable sort of day because of the enclosure that you
guys
have.
I mean, we got garage doors now, guys. Like, even if it's rainy and crappy out, we got radiant heating and garage doors and insulation. We are all set to go.
You guys are. You
no
really,
matter
really
what
are.
The weather.
And that's just it. Like, it's going to be something that you can utilize basically 365.
Yeah, absolutely.
Throughout the course of a year.
Yeah, that's the plan. Mm.
So good. It's a Wagner Valley Brewing Tasting Tuesday here on BTL. Your chance to win a growler and a fill is coming up in just a little bit as well, so stick around for that. All right, we got Mangosa here.
Mangosa.
Also in a can.
Also in a can.
And Dan is very concerned because, well, not concerned, but he is very much into Mangosa.
Yeah.
And he was like, oh, I need to find a way to get Mangosa shipped to my father because he would absolutely love this beer.
Oh, no.
And this beer this year, I mean, Mangosa is always good, but it's got a little something in it. And
it's
I don't
got
know.
A little extra mango in it this
that's
year.
That's what it is, right?
Yeah, I kicked it up. I think when I first started, it was around like
the smell of that.
200 pounds of mango, and like now we're up to like 300, 325 pounds of mango.
So,
you know,
good.
Depending on how many I spill when I'm putting it in the tank, you know.
Oh my gosh. Let's have a swig. The smell of it's unbelievable. Mm-hmm. Wow, man. You killed it again with this one.
Yeah, no, it's solid.
It's so good. There's such a full flavor to it.
Yeah, exactly. It's got like a full, more round, natural mango-ness just by kicking up that mango.
And I'm not a big mango guy. Like, yeah. Maybe I'm a terrible person, but I'm not necessarily a big fruit guy.
Yeah.
But when it comes to like something like this, 10 out of 10. Would highly recommend.
Absolutely. It's there, but it's not overwhelming, you know? It's not womfy, which is it's a technical term with other natural flavors. So it's not like, you know, we took a bunch of flavor out of a bottle and chucked it into a tank. So it's just natural flavors there, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Coming up, it's your chance to win a growler and a fill to Wagner Valley Brewing on the Route 414 in Lodi. Make sure you check them out at wagnerbrewing.com. Follow them on their social media as well. They do a heck of a job. Can we go back real quick to Mangosa before we get to the big Colossus can? The can is awesome.
Awesome.
It really is, because it's supposed to be a man goose.
Yes, man goose.
Because people don't know how to necessarily say the name.
Yeah, they'll
this.
See it on our big board and they'll be like, can I get a man goose? So we decided to roll with it. Go knee deep into it. And,
it's awesome.
Wade around a bit.
It's,
splash.
It's literally a man's body with a goose head with some Wagner Valley beer tattoos on it.
Yeah.
Spectacular.
Yeah,
and what else? He's holding up a mango.
Yeah, he's squeezing the heck out of that mango.
These cans are awesome, man.
Yeah, absolutely.
Who designed these again?
We had two Emilys last summer work on them together.
Really?
Emily Swan, R.I.P. Grace the Swan. But Emily Swan and Emily Day, they worked together and developed those two labels.
They did a tremendous job with it. It's so fun. It's such a cool looking logo and can.
Yeah, absolutely.
I love them, man. All right, we got a Colossus can of something.
Colossus can.
And I got a feeling I know what this is.
Is some more like BTL. Double smash.
That's right.
Smash
baby.
Double.
Smash double. Let's go. I'm so excited for it. It's not like too strong.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like it's a drinkable IPA. Like sometimes like people steer clear of the IPAs that have that bitterness to them.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what this does not have. It doesn't have that bitterness.
Yeah, I try to go for like more of a, classical kind of like Vermont New England IPA.
Yeah.
Just super simple.
It's super delicious. Oh my God, you killed it again with this beer. Seriously.
Nah, I try.
Seriously, so good. And one of the reasons why we love collaborating with you on this beer, as we mentioned a bunch of times on Friday, it's because a dollar from every purchase will go to the food bank of the Southern Tier.
Yeah, absolutely. And also you can find this beer at Red's Place and Ithaca Coffee Company.
Yes.
Is there?
And that's where we're at right now.
Yeah, that's where we're at right now.
Yep. So,
and they're participating as well.
And then, of course,
well.
You guys.
Yes, and us.
So, and again, any a dollar from every single purchase will go to the food bank of the Southern Tier. And as we reiterated so much a couple of days ago, $1 goes a long way. And you might not necessarily think so, but it truly, truly does because, it provides three meals for somebody who in need.
And yeah, absolutely.
There's a lot of food insecurity that's still out there right now in the world. And the Food Bank of the Southern Tier has really helped out so many people over the last, 14, 15 months or so.
Yeah,
it's
absolutely.
It's been so crucial and so key as we are at the tail end of the chaos in the pandemic and everything like that. But anything that we can do to try and help the cause just ever so slightly.
Yeah, exactly. And like even beyond the pandemic, I mean, like before COVID, food insecurity was still very much a thing in the Southern Tier. I mean, you go to some of these small towns and it's like it's 20 miles to the nearest grocery store.
Yeah.
You know, so it's a truck, you know, it's hard for people to get around.
Yeah.
And do that.
Oh,
you know?
I totally
so being
agree.
Able to supply, cheap and good meals for folks is important.
It's very important. So we're so glad that we get the team up with the Food Bank of the Southern Tier. We're so glad that we're collaborating with Wagner Valley Brewing once again for the BTL Smash Double. For those that don't know that maybe didn't catch the show on Friday, can you go into a little bit of a description about what this beer is?
Yeah, absolutely. So it's a Smash Double IPA. Smash is a single malt, single hop beer. The malt we went with was Golden Promise malt, which is a Scottish heritage malt based off of an English heritage malt called Maris Otter. It's kind of like the Scottish variation of it. It's like the same. It's the same breed of malt, but one's in Scotland, one's in England.
Fair enough.
And but yeah, one's in Scotland, one's in England. We went with the Scottish variety of it. From there, the single hop version of it is Mackinac hops.
Yep.
That came out of the Michigan University. They have a hop breeding program there, and that came out of there.
Yep.
It's starting to be planted around in New York State. I think Crooked Creek Hop Growers is the main is a big grower of it right now, and we bought it from the New York Hop Guild, and so yeah, it's just a really great kind of has like a tropical-y plus resiny aroma to it, so it's been really good for that.
And was that the hops that you gave Dan and I and Bolt and told us basically to, like, you know, rub it between our fingers
absolutely.
And smell it? Because I remember distinctly. I mean, it was the wildest thing when we went to go see Eric brew all of this, the BTL Smash Double. It was so cool, so awesome to get an inside look into how you make the masterpieces that you create.
Yeah, absolutely.
It was so cool. All right. Well, it was great seeing you again, dude. Like, seriously, twice in like a matter of days is like a new record, and it was spectacular. Anything crazy planned for the next couple of months? Obviously, you're going to get some nice, well-deserved time off, by the way.
Yeah, absolutely. So, I'm looking forward to that. Yeah,
I'd believe it.
Yeah, and after that, there's a few things that I'm planning on. I hope to come back well-rested and ready to do some more. You
can't
know?
Wait. You deserve this, man.
Yeah.
You deserve a little bit of time off. You really, really do. You've done one hell of a job. And if you want to go taste the amazing beer that Eric has made over at Wagner Valley Brewing, we've got a growler and a fill to a lucky listener today. Who are we going to give that to?
Number 57. No, five. Five.
Okay, number five it is. 607-533-0077. That's 607-533-0077. One more time, that number for you. 607-533-0077. Looking for caller at number five.
Five.
Thank you, my man. Hey, cheers, dude.
Cheers.
VTL is back after this.